101.1 away is Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B and home of the Russ Paul Morning Show. DJ Skills live on location inside the Bengals locker room with defensive tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals, Devin Still. What's going on, sir?
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Most definitely. Thanks for taking out time. Yo, I guess the first question is, how's Leah doing?
She's doing good. I mean, she's holding up strong, considering her circumstances, and we're looking forward to Friday where she starts her last round of chemo to see how that works for her.
Like, the support you guys are getting, you know what I'm saying, from the sales of the jersey to the love shown around the league, you know, it's an amazing story. You know, I saw a Sunday Night Football interview, right? And, you know, I ain't no soft guy, but, you know, instantly, man, I, like, literally teared up for the entire, what, 7-8 minutes of the interview. I mean, yo, after watching that interview, you know what I'm saying, what were your, like, thoughts and just emotions after just watching the interview?
Man, this type of subject would definitely turn the toughest thug into the biggest baby. I mean, when you talk about kids, nobody wants to see anything ever happen to kids. And when you have to see them fighting for their life, it's definitely a touching subject. And everybody who's stepping up to help support the cause of not only me, but other families who's going through this situation, it's amazing.
Most definitely. Now, all the proceeds are going to cancer research over at Children's Hospital, right? And they can be purchased where?
It can be purchased at the Bengals Pro Shop here at the stadium. And 100% of the proceeds up until October 20th goes to cancer research.
And big, big shout out to the league for doing making that happen. That's a big deal. Now, Sunday night, the Patriots cheerleaders wearing your jersey. Mm-hmm. What was going through your mind when you looked over and you first saw that?
I was in amazement. Just being able to be at a football game and watch my daughter perform in a music video that Holden made with all the other kids that's going through cancer, and then looking over and see all the cheerleaders wearing my jersey, it was amazing just to see.
Wow. You know, I'm still thinking about that now. All right, let's switch gears for a minute. Music is most deaf an avenue, you know, to clear your train of thought. What, if any, songs right now is helping you get through your day-to-day?
I listen to all type of music, especially right now. I'm into hip-hop. I'm into R&B, but I've been trying to pick up on the gospel side just to try to get some type of answers from listening to that type of music. Because, you know, you get a lot of life answers and people going through the same trials and tribulations that you're going through music.
That one song before you hit the field, what is it?
I think that this past couple of weeks has been Victory by Yolanda Adams.
Nice. DJ Skills live, of course, inside the Bengals locker room with Devin Still. Out of all the people who are reaching out and showing you love, showing you support, who are you most surprised by?
I'm surprised by everybody, to be honest with you. Because when you just turn on the TV and you look at the news sometimes, all you do is see negative things that's going on in this world. And once this story broke, it changed my perspective on humanity. It definitely restored my faith because everybody from all over the country to people in other countries has been stepping up to help out.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, you got people who are Packers fans wearing your jersey. People, you know, Miami Dolphins players, you know what I'm saying, doing pictures, you know, selfies, you know, wearing the jersey like that. I mean, it's you know, it's like, no, words can't really express that, I know.
Right, I've probably received pictures from all other 31 teams of fans that's been wearing my jersey and just supporting it. And I think that the reason why everybody's supporting is because everybody can relate to cancer, because it affects somebody in their life indirectly or directly at some point.
Most definitely. And on Twitter, I mean, you know, I just started following you, and it's a very it's a very inspiring page. It's @dev_still71, correct?
Yeah. I've been receiving a lot of messages, people coming out and telling me their stories about their child that's going through cancer, and it's definitely giving me inspiration to keep on pushing forward and hope that my daughter will one day beat this.
One thing you would like to share with families going through the same situation that might be having a harder time right now at the moment?
Just hold on and just continue to fight. You never know what God's plan is, and no matter what the percentage is that the doctors give you of how your child is going to survive, God can do things that doctors can't, so just keep faith.
All right, cool. Well, good luck with everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know Leah's going to pull through, you know, and everything like that. So all my prayers and definitely up in the air for you guys. And, you know, good luck against Carolina on Sunday, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
I mean, come on. Thanks for taking out the time.
Oh, what's up? This is Devin Still for the Cincinnati Bengals, and I keep it locked on 101.1 The Wiz.